Donal, what do you have for us this morning? What survey says, eh?
Today, a new survey has found nearly 75% of people are pressuring a friend to do this. What is this? Or multiple friends, it's not just one.
Pressuring a friend to do this is to give back the clothes they borrowed 4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Yeah.
Is this personal
Una, experience? I've never in my life borrowed clothes off a friend.
What?
It's not a boy thing. I don't think it's a boy thing.
Yeah, it is a girl thing. We swap clothes all the time.
I will say, though, when I used to live with my little brother, my clothes went missing.
Oh, that's
they weren't the borrowed, though. They were robbed.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And I know that's a thing as well. I'm pretty sure when it comes to gals with siblings, you guys can like steal dresses and stuff, can't you?
I feel like women, as they get older, like into their mid late 20s, they become stingier with their clothes though.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah, one of my friends has a Charlotte Simone coat that she hasn't worn it.
Who's Charlotte now?
Charlotte Simone is this famous designer. It's a make of
clothes. I'm really bad with clothes and stunning brands and stuff. Oh, it's great.
It's a real kind of retro brand.
Oh, so fabulous. You can't be robbing that.
Well, I just want to wear it. I just want to give the coat a day out. She hasn't given the coat a day out. The coat is just...
the poor coat.
Yeah, in the wardrobe.
The poor coat.
The coat just stuck in the wardrobe, not seeing the light of day, but I'm willing to take her out and give her a day out. She's like, no.
Such a good woman.
Yeah, I know. I know. Think of the coat.
So... Is Una right, Donal?
It's not that.
Okay.
Very good thinking, though.
I want to say, given the way social media is now, they're encouraging their friends to eat more bread.
Oh, yeah, because bread has been the enemy for years.
The enemy.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous as well.
There's a guy on social media, his name is Sean. They have an app called the Glean app. And I love following him so much. He ate nothing but sandwiches for the whole month of January.
Oh, lovely.
To prove a point.
Oh, that it's not bad for you.
He actually lost weight. And he ate 3 Sambos a day for 30 days. Oh. I was like, isn't that living the dream? Your job on social media.
Yeah.
Just to eat sandwiches for a month.
Yeah. What kind of bread was he using? Was he using like...
All types of bread.
All types.
Oh, God. He went in and out of all the different genres of bread.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And the sandwiches looked unbelievable. And he lost weight. And
that's
I loved
a great
it.
Experiment.
So that's what I... Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll replicate it, Una.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm so good at that.
So there we go. 75% of people are pressuring their friends to eat more bread.
No. It's good
they should be.
Though,
I love that answer, though.
That's a very good answer, So yeah, guesses in. Let's see. Let's get some voice notes. Survey has found nearly 75% of people are pressuring their friends to do this. But what is it?
Okay, 087-1102-107. Throw us a voice note if you think you know the answer. Donal, survey says for this morning.
Yeah. A new survey has found nearly 75% of people are pressuring their friends to do this. What is this?
Okay.
Amy and Moat says, is it pressure them into watching a TV series that they like?
Oh, yeah, everyone said, have you not seen it yet? You need to watch it.
We can talk about it. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, when you're passionate about something. And your friends won't watch it. It's like, oh my God, but you're missing out on so much.
It's all when you love it.
Yeah.
It's always better, isn't it?
Yes.
I haven't watched Stranger Things either. And everyone's like, what do you mean you've not watched Stranger Things?
I haven't watched it.
I need to watch it.
Are we old in here or something?
No, I'm frightened of it.
Oh, fair. That's a fair reason. Yeah, okay.
I just never got into it.
Yeah,
but
me
now
either.
I feel like I'm missing out. I need to watch it.
Yeah.
I was on the Yellowstone buzz for a long time.
What?
Oh, that's what I watched.
Got into Cowboys, yeah.
Look at you.
I'm over that now.
Woo, all right.
Okay. Adam and Dave says, is it buy ticket to a gig that they want them to go to?
Gigs are expensive.
I know, but they're the best though.
They are, yeah.
And you buy tickets and you go, oh, some of my friends will come. Come on, buy the tickets. Oh,
buy the ticket now.
Yeah. It's not the answer now.
Okay.
Okay, one more from Sally in RD. She says, is it block their ex and delete their number?
Oh, friends sticking together say no.
Should
that's
be 100%
really good advice. Yeah.
That should be 100%.
That should be 100%. Yeah, it's not the answer now.
Okay.
The answer is people are pressuring the friends, 3/4 of people are pressuring the friends to turn on read receipts on WhatsApp. So when someone's read your message.
No, I hate that.
And they don't reply to you. And you're like, I don't know if you've read it yet.
But it doesn't matter.
No, it does. It matters.
It does matter. This world of everything has to be instant, which is go away. Like,
no.
I'll get back to you in my own time. Thank you
but
very much.
But it's been 3 or 4 days and you're like, no,
do you not think it's worse if it comes up as red and they haven't got back to you?
At least you know what you're dealing with, Marty.
Yeah.
You know the animal you're dealing with.
Would you not rather not know if they've seen it or not, though? No?
I would rather know if they've seen it or not because I'm like,
nah, you wouldn't.
This is the situation. This is what you're doing to me right now. I get it. I get it.
Oh, I don't
but whereas if they're hiding it, you don't know exactly in your mind is spinning.
Okay.
So turn on Yes, turn them on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So, yeah. Well, thanks for that.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.